Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Friday Read About It podcast. I'm Reed. It's Friday, and this is About It. And as always, we talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture. And I just had to say this. I'm always checking around to see what's going on, checking the various news sites, Yahoo, AP, CNN, etc. I logged on to CNN, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. Here are the top headlines on the CNN website. Number one, scientist reportedly commits suicide as FBI closes in on anthrax attacks. Number two, bus rider beheads seatmate, witness said. Number three, guilty verdict in videotaped torture death. Number four, police, preacher killed wife, put her in freezer. And number five, country's mood at historic low, poll finds. Well, hell yeah. You know, my mood might be a little better, but I'm reading about this guy who got beheaded on a Greyhound bus. He fell asleep and woke up with a guy cutting his head off. That just does not make me that Mondo Jovial, you know? I don't know what it is. That just sort of gives me a case of the Downies, I guess, I suppose. And not the good Robert Downies, but the other Downies. So, ugh. Sometimes it's times like this that I just want to flip over directly to Big Brother. I'm hooked on that show once again. I didn't watch the first seven seasons of it, I guess, but I got hooked on it, and now I watch probably far too much of that, and I find it hilarious. I find it hilarious that people who have watched the show for the first nine seasons of it, they become contestants, completely forget everything they know from the world of logic and gameplay. And everybody gets in there and they start giving their word to things. Big Brother is its own reality. Why would your word mean anything when you're locked in a house with 12 strangers? Yeah, it really shouldn't. And there's just little things about it that drive me crazy. But I'm still hooked on it. I'm still amazed at how stupid people can be sometimes in terms of strategy. So that's one of the things tuning in. Coming up, I think it's tomorrow, yet another giant pop culture thing will break that I have no knowledge of whatsoever. The final book in the Twilight series, which was it like just a couple of weeks ago? We got the last Harry Potter, and we were talking about, oh, there'll never be another ride like this. You know, J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter, just there was the goose that laid the golden egg, and it kept the publishing industry propped up, and, oh, we'll never get another one of those. And, oh, son of a gun, here we are. Here's another one. And I don't know a whole lot about this. Here's what I've pieced together from just, you know, glancing at these things. There's a girl, and she's in love with a vampire. And he wears a lot of makeup, it seems. He in the shots that I've seen, he looks kind of like one of the guys that would hang around like Prince in the Revolution, basically. But there's some kind of a love triangle between her and the vampire and this other guy. And this other guy is like a mummy or something. I don't even know what he is. He's some kind of creation. Maybe he's a Frankenstein. I don't know. Whatever he is, he's the other guy. And they've somehow spun this into like five or six books. And the last one's coming out, and then there's going to be a movie, and it's become one of those licensed to print monies, basically. So, what else is up? I saw on the AP that a tour bus carrying Snoop Dogg was pulled over outside of Dallas, and two people were arrested on marijuana possession charges. I can assume that means that there were only two people on the bus if they were all traveling with Snoop Dogg. A British auction house says it has a tape recording of the Beatles chatting and laughing during an early recording session, and it's going to sell it. I'm a huge Beatles fan, by the way. Can we stop? Can we please stop now? Do we need to make recordings out of everything the Beatles ever did? I mean, is hearing a 40-year-old tape of people laughing, is that really going to be worth a whole lot of money to anybody? I live in fear of people continuing to release Beatles music. You know, they're the Beatles. They're not Tupac. You know, that Free as a Bird, that was cute once, and it was just creepy as hell from the rest of that. I mean, I don't want to hear the next one, the John and Yoko Aren't Home Right Now song that they pulled off of old tapes and put together. So I don't really need to hear the Gigglebox Beatles. I'm sure you saw this last week. Roger Ebert has left at the movies, and the other guy who's not Gene Siskel also left. And they got two other guys that I don't know to do at the movies. He's going to write online now, which is, I think, the way it should be. You know, movie review shows are like dot matrix printers. And they're like Betamax machines. They're memories of a time when you had to do things a certain way to get any kind of information. And you don't really need those anymore. You can pretty much go online and see the trailers for movies that won't be out for a year. I mean, you know, I don't even know if they finished shooting Watchmen, but by God, they put that trailer on The Dark Knight as quick as they could. It's one of those things you used to have to do, not for the opinions so much of the guys, although you did listen to Ebert and Siskel, but unless it was something really unexpected, you know, like Ebert said that one of his top 10 movies of the year was going to be Weekend at Bernie's 2, you know, it's something really shocking, you still made up your own mind on the movie, you just wanted to see the previews. Well, you can see the previews anytime now, so this is another one of those video kill the radio star moments, I think. The internet has pretty much killed the field of the semi-lucrative field of film reviews in TV shows. All right, two more things before I go, and these are sort of sports related, but you know me, I don't really care for sports, so here we go. Brett Favre has been offered 10 years, $20 million from the Green Bay Packers, not even to play. And I bring this up because ever since this occurred, there's been an epidemic of people talking about that they would take $10 million, $20 million, whatever, to sit home and do nothing. I beg of you people, stop. We get it. We understand the reference. Don't interject yourself into it. You're not Brett Favre. I would take 1% of that just to sit home. I would take 1% of it to never watch football again, but nobody's offering. So on behalf of office comedians everywhere, let's table that one for now. Okay, I think it's played. The other thing was I was in a restaurant the other day, and they had one of the big TV plasma screens on ESPN 11 or whatever the hell they show the things that won't make it on the big screens on. I was watching professional paintball. And I can only assume they're stretching the word professional just as far as it will go, like past Major League Soccer and the WNBA and all the way into, you know, professional stunt pilot. You know, maybe that. And then you get to professional paintball players. But I'm watching this professional paintball league, and these guys are spreading out. They got hand signs and their helmets. And I'm just thinking, just join the service, you know? If you really want to put that much strategy into it, we could use you. You know, you don't have to do this on the weekends. We could make you a real professional. We could really use somebody with your skills. It's like a Last Starfighter thing. You get out there and you're good at it, and they go, hey, let me talk to you. And then they put a bag over your head, and the next thing you know, you're in the desert, and your paintball gun has been replaced, you know, not with Folger's Crystal, but with real bullets. So that's the only way that I can see that working, I would think. That'll do it for this week of... Read about it. Coming up next week, I'm going to do this during the week, but I'm getting old. The Jonas Brothers have made me even older than I normally feel because I just don't get it anymore. Or I get it and I don't want it. I'll put it that way. So coming up this week on the blog, I'm going to try to get to this. It's part of getting older. And how getting older doesn't mean you don't embrace new things. It just means you don't embrace every new thing. So I'm going to work that out for next week. Hopefully you guys will join me back here on Monday for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Or if you've already had your weekend and you're listening to this next week, have a great upcoming weekend. However you want to work it out, I'm firmly behind you. That has been the Read About It podcast. I'm Reed. We'll see you next Friday back here on the podcast. Until then, as always, Seacrest out.